Today's learning is the Sefer Nishmas, Sheindul Bas Menashe HaKayin, on the day of a yahrzeit. May the learning be a schus for a neshama, sponsored by Rabbi and Mrs. Menashe White. We are on to Dan Lekav Schus, Ayiz Dalet. Tanam Beperi Kamed Ha'avis, Avidonis Kol Adam Lekav Schus. Avishuas says the tzaddik tishbet amizachav, habidan es chavercha ulkat chos. Masnu shemitzas esem midaraisa. The mitzas esem midaraisa to be done coming to kavs chos. Mishabbos, devar and Shabbos, devaram adam eichel yud vav, devaram adam eichel perisayim bailu mazeh, vakayim kayem esnoi loinu mabob. Vechel mehem adan es chaver ulkavs chos. One of the six things that is eichel perisayim bailu mazeh is done as chaver ulkavs chos. Misham, done is chaver the kavzchus, done in ice on the kavzchus. But brachas, lav ikashchina beruch hakaydish gabok, shitantoni the kavchayva. What's the name again? Chana told Eli, don't you have shchina and ruch hakaydish that you were dami the kavchayva with an antoni the kavzchus? How can you not been dami the kavzchus? I don't see the rise in that Gemara, I don't know, if anything. She had a taina that he should have had Ruach HaKodesh to be done on the Kavzchus. It's not mashma that she had taina of done the Kavzchus by itself. But he proves the raya from here that a person like you should have been done in the Kavzchus. That's how he seems to learn the Gemara. V'brachas, emrisu kamakochim shav ravera belayla, al tahar rachu beyayim. Don't be mahara v'ad yasa tshuva. That's done the Kavzchus. There, the chayv is even more probable than the schus. We're not talking about a person that might have done an Avera. You saw him do an Avera. And the Gemara is also not talking about an Avera like skipping Talamot or Shemana Esrei. That's not what you saw. On Shabbos, HaChayishim B'Ksherim Loike B'Gufay. Somebody is Chayishim B'Ksherim because he's not down the Kavzchus. Shem Ma'isim Ba'Domechot Yoyin B'Gol Ha'Oyin. This is Rabbi Kiva. Right? When this guy reached the Malabayas, Nechab B'Dorim Shalashanim, and he worked for somebody for 3 years, and B'Shiltas HaGirsa Ma'isim Rabbi Kiva Ben Yosef, to Shultus, say Muskerates or Blessed and Hork in the Shalish on him. But near the Heinrich Shoya Damaris, this happened when he was still in Amaris. Kwayala Azishu Bonham, and he had a wife and kids, because the Master Bob is Reb Nassim Perig Vav. That means he had been married before. Either he married Rachel way before, or he married another woman, had kids, and Rachel was a different wife. It doesn't say in, I don't know. Erevim Kippur Amalei Tanli Schari, Ve'elach ve'ezen es ishti u'banai, so it says clearly he had a wife and kids at that point. Amalei ein li mas, I don't have money. I announced that it's the Zeichu Nishmas, your mother. Amalei ten li peris, ama ein li, ten li karka, ein li, ten li behema, ein li, ten li kar m'ksasas, give me pillows and covers, ein li. Hibshu kelev l'chayrev, he put his kelev on his back, v'olach l'beis of a pachas nefesh, and he went home sad. L'achar her rego after yamtev, and with that, a load of three gunkies, one of food, and one of drink, and one of sweets. Why wasn't this ribbis? It wasn't part of his salary. It seems this was an extra. Could be the halacha of hanukka, that you give the worker extra after he finished the job.
Oh, he's a worker?
What?
He wasn't a
but he says, like the chinuch says in Mitzvah Tov Bei Beis, that it's an inyan to give hanukka to a worker also. So it's very interesting, because what's bothering Reb Chaim is that he didn't pay him right away, and he paid him right away. It's not ribbis. You work for somebody and he overpays you, that's not ribbis. Right? The guy works for $100 a day and then you pay him at the end $120. It's not ribbis, but over here he didn't pay him. He made it into a loan by not paying him. He turned the schiras into a loan. Now the guy owes him money. And then he came and paid him more than he owed him. That's what's bothering Reb Chaim, L'chayrit's ribbis. And his answer is that the chinuch says there's a mitzvah to give hanukkah, so that's unaffected by the fact that he turned it into a loan. That was a side chiyuv that was there before the loan. Interesting chat from Reb Chaim. But he's a Chaim, that's why he says these things. And he went to his house. After they ate and drank, he gave him his schar. Okay, we'll have to stop. We'll have to continue this story tomorrow. Again, leave it at Yom Zechri Yitzchus, Yitzchus Shein Dobas and Menash HaKayin, Allah HaShalom on the day of a yard site. May the morning be a schuss for Neshama, sponsored by Rabbi Mrs. Menash HaWaz. Start this Gemara, and I'm going to repeat myself a number of times today what I'm going to say. We're going to learn halachas today. See, I was very hesitant to what I should do today. Now, Kroinim, we had two reasons why a person shouldn't live with his wife by day. We had Rabbi Yechonin's reason, Lai Lama Haira Gaber, with Rish Lakish's reason, Abayzit Darach Yumas. We're going to have a third reason coming up. Now, Kroinim are machalik between the reasons. That according to some reasons, this would be mutter, according to other reasons, this would be mutter, according to other reasons, this would be mutter. Whatever it is. The problem with me speaking this out is the halacha lemaisa, it's all usher. I'm afraid to make these chalukim because somebody's going to walk away from the shir and say, Rabbi Margaret said this is mutter. No, he did not. Okay, and I'm going to repeat myself five times today because I was even hesitating to mention that there's chalukim, but I felt it's not intellectually honest. The Maisa, the Archalukim. But the problem is that people walk away sometimes hearing half the story. And therefore, they're going to walk away hearing half the story that I said that the Akhwaitim say, according to this sheet, that this is Mutter. Halacha the Maisa, and I'm going to read it once, and I'm going to read it again. But this is the Halacha Shulchan Aruch. I'm going to read the Machaber. Simon Reish Mem, Sif Yud Aleph, Asr L'Shamish Lor Haner, Afa B'Shamafu B'Talisai. It is Asr to have light in the room. Even though he darkens it with his talus, means he covers himself, that he can't see anything. That's a side issue. The Gemara will say why. Then it says, "V'chein asel l'shamish b'yayim, elam kein beis afol." Asel l'shamish by daytime, unless it's a dark room. We'll talk about that also later on. But I just want to make it again. We're going to make chalukim. But at the end of the day, these chalukim are nice and wonderful, the different shittos, but it's not the gay of halacha. I just thought it would be wrong for me not to mention these things as I proceeded the Gemara. Zok the Gemara, we are up to Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, Rabba Bar Rav Huna, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th line from the top. Rabba Bar Rav Huna Mekarkish Zok Yud the Kilsom. He used to ring the bells of that hung around his canopy. He had a canopy around his bed that surrounded it from all sides. It's private. But he rang the bell. Rashi learns, Dr. Rashi, Tap Rashi, Pamoinim Hatluyim Bekila, the bells around the canopy, Shesavim Mitasai, Mekashka Shambeis Tashmish, when he wanted to have relationship with his wife, he rang them, he banged them, Lasher Bneish Besim Misham, his family should know not to leave. Now, Rabbeinu Tam holds this can't be shot because it's very not sneeristically to let people know, Rabbi Say, I'm now having a relationship with my wife. Can you please leave? That's not sneeristically to announce it to the world. So, there are different Terutzim said. Rabbeinu Tam learns a whole different shot in the Gemara. He learns he chased away the flies, as we're going to see in a moment. But others answer that he used to do it every time he went to sleep. That had nothing to do with it. When he wanted to sleep, he wanted quiet. He rang the bell. He said, Rabbi, said, get out of here. I need to go to sleep. Now, what he did when he went to sleep was not known to anybody. They just knew that Rabbi Bar Rav Huna is tired. He wants to go to sleep for whatever amount he slept, which probably wasn't much when he sat and learned, right? So they left because they wanted to leave him alone to sleep. Happens to be that he sometimes had tashmish, and therefore they would have no idea. That's how they want to answer Rashi Shita. Again, Rashi seems to say, he told people, Rabbi said, get out of here, I want to have tashmish, but Taisa says that's an impossibility, it's not derech atznias. So therefore Taisa says that it's that different shot in the Gemara, they chased away flies. He did it to chase away flies, or whatever it is. That's what Taisus learns. We're going to see why Taisus learns that way in a second. Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, Abaya Bali Didvi. Abaya used to chase away the flies. Took Rashi. Megarish hazuvim shaloi l'shamish b'tasim b'fnei kol chai. This was a chumrah. The halacha we said before is only in front of human beings. In front of flies, there's no isra of tashmish. But Abaya was machmer. He didn't want any living thing in his presence. Why he was machmer, I don't know. Obviously, he knows more about this than I do, and he held it was a robe for a chumrah. Rava bali pruchi. Rava used to chase away. Pruchi, it seems, I don't know if that's flies. I don't know how he translates it. I know. You
gnats.
Gnats. Thank you very much.
Gnats.
More machmer. Even gnats, which are smaller than flies. Rashi, perhaps you two some gnats. Something to my advisor.
Rabbi, isn't this, I mean, gnats come right back. Isn't this is kind of performative? He was just making a point?
No, it's only
because gnats have no...
No, it's not a point at all. It's because we don't know the reasons behind these kind of things, but they felt for one reason that when a person has intimacy with his wife, there should be no living thing there. Even though how logically we don't paskin that way, we only paskin it's a tznius thing not to have people around, but still... There obviously is some deep meaning that I don't know that they felt there should be no living thing around, which it's beyond my pay grade.
My point is that the gnats are not going to leave just by anybody shaking anything. They're going to return immediately. If you look at a fly or a gnat, they return immediately when you take your hand away or do whatever. So I'm just asking, is this like a...
I don't know. I really have no idea. I can't answer your question. I don't know.
I have no idea.
But I'm Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. There are five things that somebody is mischayev benavshay means might die, and it's dami b'roshay means and he's blamed for it, meaning self-imposed punishment. Now these are things that we don't understand physically, because I'll tell us that certain things have a ruach ra, have a bad, I don't know what the word ruach is, spirit, a bad thing around them that can be damaging physically. And that is, somebody eats garlic that was peeled, or onion that was peeled, or an egg that was peeled, that was left overnight. These are all left overnight. The Gemara is going to explain these things, so I think we should let the Gemara explain them before we ask any questions. Or wine mixed with water that was left overnight. Somebody who sleeps in a cemetery, he wants to connect to the Shadim, and the Naitu Tsiparnov, the Zarkim Lashusarabim, somebody who throws his nails into the street, the Makisdam, is somebody who lets blood, Mshamish Matasai, and has Tashmish right afterwards. These things are dangerous, and they come back to get the person, and he's blamed for his own demise because these are things he could have avoided very easily, and he didn't. These behaviors can cause a very negative reaction. No question, so I finish the next piece of Gemara. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Mitzchai ben Avshai, Kalaim, I'm sorry, before that. Dami Barashai, Nana Shalatzmai. Meaning, upstairs he gets punished. The Chayv is Dami, the Dreshes, the Men Allah, and they demand from him, why did you kill yourself? Rayla Dami, the Dami Barashainu, the Miraglim. By Yeshua, it says, Dami Barashainu, if somebody kills Rachav, these were the two Meraglim that came to Rachav, and they promised Rachav that she would be safe with her family, and they said, if anybody gets hurt in your family, it'll be Arv the blood, which means we will be responsible. The punishment of the blood will be on us. Okay, now the Gemara is going to explain. Now it says, there's a trashakula koi, it's going on all three. Shum, batzel, and mashkin. And Rashi left out eggs. This is a big tumult. But whether Rashi deliberately left out eggs or just a mistake in the girsa. Some say that in other girsas it has that Rashi added eggs as well. Because the Gemara said four things. Garlic, onions, eggs, and the mashkin that were left overnight. Rashi's saying it's going in all the things, and he leaves out eggs. Is he leaving out eggs? Or is it a mistake in the girsa? Seems to be a big shayla. I'm going to get back to this, but I've learned the first of Gemara, the next piece of Gemara. Ha'ichu shum kalof. Vavagav demanchi besilta, even though they are in a basket, umitzayri v'chasimi. They're tied and sealed, meaning it's not uncovered. It's nothing to do with whether the egg was covered or the onion was covered or the garlic was covered or the water was covered. It makes no difference. This is not water, by the way. This is a mixture of wine and water, and it makes nothing to do with that. This is a ruach ra, and being sealed makes no difference. Ruach ra shayra leya. If you didn't leave the root or the peel, if you left the root or the peel, there's no problem. Rashi, ruach tum no sulta sal ikran sarais shibarais hashum ba'abatzo, the hair-like things that are on top of a garlic or an onion. Now, halacha lemaisa, we'll talk about eggs for a second. Now, bakeries, by and large, use something called cracked eggs. They buy these bottles of eggs that were already cracked and made into a liquid, and that way they bake. It's much easier for them than sit and crack the eggs. So there's a big tumult. There are paiskim that say that's beiklufa. It's a peeled egg that was left overnight. In fact, left over many nights. Ramesha holds its mutter, because since it's not in the form of an egg anymore, it was mixed up. So therefore, Ramesha holds that it's not negeya, and therefore it's mutter. So therefore, all the bakeries that rely on it. By the way, Ramesha's not the only one. Many places can agree to him. I don't pick sides with Machlokeson. Therefore, there are people, you will see advertisements sometimes, fresh eggs. Reisman's Bakery, on their ingredients, write fresh eggs. The reason they write fresh eggs is because there are people that are machmer not to eat from a bakery that uses those cracked eggs. So they write fresh eggs. We crack our own eggs, and we use them without leaving them overnight. That's one thing. That's my eggs. It's not like this. The world, by and large, is mako on cracked eggs. And by onions and garlic, if you mix something into it, we say it's mutter. Now, Ramesha holds even salt. I believe Ramesha holds even salt. I don't want to, you want to mute him. And Ramesha says, even salt. If you salt your onions or garlic, you can leave it overnight. If you mix it into any other food, for sure you can leave it overnight. Some people cut in carrots or potatoes, whatever else they want to put in. That's for sure mutter. But if you don't cut anything in, even if you dice it up, it seems to be that you can be machmer. Now, there are people that sell peeled eggs. This is not sold. It's sold commercially. So they sell a big bucket of peeled eggs in brine. So again, that's saimach of the heter, that since I'm not belittling the heter, that it's in brine. It's not by itself, so it's like it's salted. Like camps buy it for Erev Tisha B'Av, when they give everybody an egg to eat. They don't sit and peel 500 eggs. What they do is they buy these big containers of peeled eggs that are sold commercially. Peeled eggs, whole eggs, but they're dipped into brine so they shouldn't spoil while they sit around for 4 months or whatever it takes till it gets delivered. I have no idea what the amount of time is. And it's mutter because it's in brine. That's where it comes from. Again, so there's a whole bunch of entertainment for this. This has nothing to do with being in a fridge or open, as the Gemara said, even though it's signed, sealed, and delivered, meaning it's totally sealed. This Ruach Ra has nothing to do with being open. Do not confuse this with the halacha of Maska left around according to the Gra. This has nothing to do with that. This is the psak that's given by these things. Now, does the Gra apply here or not? The Gemara seems to say that sometimes it's mutter, so I will leave that to people that know more than me in these areas, and I'll just read the Gemara and tell you the halacha that as I know it, and I'll leave it right there. Yes, Doc, do you have a question on this?
I looked ahead.
Oh, okay, that's great.
That's the
minute
to eat Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos is for the Zinyan, because you make it top to a covered Shabbos, you can't leave it prepared.
That's not the reason. I didn't think that's why you eat it. I thought you eat it for different reasons. What?
They peel it on Shabbos day and peel it. My mother used to do it like that.
Right, of course we peel it on Shabbos day. How can you make it? I have a tzibo on Friday. It's not because you... I don't know. You see, honestly, it's one of the hardest foods to make halachically.
Right.
Because you cut the onions thin, taichen, shaylov taichen, and then you mix it with oil and eggs, it's lush. There's a whole bunch of things. That's why, by certain rebbes, they made their own. I watched Klesvig Rebbe say Chatzadik Levracha every when I was there. They gave him an egg, an onion, and oil, and he cut it up himself and mixed it himself. Oh, he did it at the Suda. Yeah, you have to do it Samach L'Suda anyway, right, 100%. That's what it was, but exactly. Yeah, 100%. Chassidim, it's a major Michael. By non-Chassidim, it's non-existent. Right. Turned into liver. When I was a kid, we didn't have liver. We had Ivan Siebel. But today it's liver, yes.
We have leftovers. We can't even Shabbos.
I don't know what that means. Again, I mentioned, I don't know if you were here, I said if it's mixed with something, there's no problem. Now, what's your question?
I don't have one. I forgot about that.
I heard you. Okay. Dr. Gemara Vaita. Hashai Samaskim Mezugin Shabra Leim Alayla. I'm Rabbi Yudam Mishmubu Shalona B'Tchimatchas. It's only if it's in a metal keli. The Shevet Halevi, Rav Usner, says that Bezman Hazeh, the metal is different. I have no idea what he means exactly. And he says the belts make or even by Kli Matzvus. Could be. Amar Rav Papa Ukli Neser, which I have no idea what that is. Archkol Neser?
Alum.
Kli Matzvus Dami. We don't use alum, so it's not to get us. But we do use Kli Matzvus. And it's mixed wine and water, if it's in a metal keli. But the Shevet Halevi says today it's different than it was in those days. I didn't understand why the difference is, but he felt it's different, and therefore he felt there's no room to be machmer. And alum is the same as kli matchas. Rashi, no Rashi. Avanaitu tziporna v'zarkal l'shosarabim. Dr. Gemara, Nesha Ish. There were people, they used to want to connect to Shadim, and they frequent the cemetery, so they used to sleep there to connect. Now, the problem with connecting with Shadim is a dangerous business, because you never know what the Shadim will do to the guy when they connect. So he's guilty of leaving himself open to that danger. Sometimes they will endanger him. Not a good idea. It's not good company to keep. That's basically what it's saying. Yes, doctor. One of the definitions, we don't pass it that way. I know, but we don't pass it that way. So, none again. Hanayto Tsiparnav. I'm trying to see if I missed any Rashi. I don't think so. Ruach Tuma, yeah, I did. Ruach Tuma is a trashy. Kamidas Halaitzim, Shekairim Gramnikir, Ives in a Senayim. This has to do with people that are magicians. It causes them to be able to do magic tricks. If they connect with Shadim, they're able to put up, they're able to be a Houdini. Again, I just threw that in, I have no idea. But the magic tricks that they're able to fool people come about from their connection to Shadim. I don't think it means our magicians today, but I think that's what they used to do in the old days, and I'll leave it at that. Suck the Gemara Vaitra. Hanaitu Tsipar.
Why isn't it saying real Kishav?
It doesn't say a word about Kishav. I'm being very careful. I'm not going to add words that I don't know.
In other words, not trickery, but.
Right, that's what it seems to be. Correct. A pregnant woman walks on them, and it can cause a woman to miscarry if she steps on nails. Of the it's only if you took it with metal, with a knife, scissor, nail clipper. Only if you took the hands and foot. If you didn't cut something afterwards, I have a gaz midi basrayu less lumbar. But if after you cut the nails, the guy cuts something else, it takes away the effect of the nails. Dr. Gemar Velahi, all these things we just mentioned are not true. I mean, halacha. Lekula milsa chayshinan. We worry about nails, even if it's only the hand or the foot. We worry about nails, even if he did cut something afterwards. Makes no difference. That's what we pass it. And therefore we tell people to cut nails, not to let it drop on the floor, where it can be a pregnant woman will pass over it. This is Paskin and Halacha. It'd be dangerous for pregnant women that to step on nails. What is said in HaPasak is it's only where it landed. If you sweep the floor afterwards and move the nail around, again, it's a machlaikis, and I'm not going to get into the details of the machlaikis, but then it's not dangerous. So if a person drops a nail and he can't find it, he should sweep. And therefore, he'll move the nail out of place, and then it's, according to many shittas, not dangerous anymore. That's what we tell people to do. This shiloh comes up in here. I'm going to get myself into a minefield, but I guess sometimes I enjoy it, so this is one of the times I do. And that is, can a pregnant woman go to a nail salon? Because in a nail salon, I understand there are nails all over the place. I never walked into one, I can't tell you, but they tell me that there are nails all over the place. Yeah. And she's walking into a nail salon, is it mutter or not? So I'll tell everybody to ask their own Orthodox rabbi. All I can tell you is the rabbi first told me no, that a pregnant woman cannot walk in there unless they sweep up the nails where she walks. She shouldn't be stepping on the nails. I'm not pasking halakha l'maisa. Let everybody ask their own local Orthodox rabbi, but this is what Rabbi first told me when I asked him the shaila based on this gemara. This is brought in halakha. That person should be careful. The nails shouldn't be thrown around. Rashi?
Rabbi Margareta?
Yes.
Is that because they're walking around barefoot that the shock might disturb them? If they're wearing shoes, it'll be less of an issue?
It doesn't say that. The gemara doesn't say it depends on barefoot or not barefoot. I can't answer questions, because then it would make a difference if it's out of place, if you're right. It does. The Gemara doesn't make a difference. And I walk, it's not brought as a difference. Again, I picked up a phone, and I called Rabbi first, and that's what he told me. I didn't do that. That's not true. I used to listen. He still gives our locus here every Tuesday for Rabbanim for an hour. I used to listen to it, and I used to email questions, and I emailed this question, and he answered it in the shiur, and he said, I haven't listened to it for a while, so I can't say what's going on now, but that's what happened. Rashi. So, Rashi,
I asked because of Tzipor Nov. That's what I'm
asking.
Nails. And Tzipor Nov.
His nails. Again, in halacha, that's not brought us a difference. I can't answer your question more than that. That's why I sent everybody to the OR. Rashi, Tiparnov, no, I'm sorry. Beginustri, Ms. Barayim, scissors. Not the Gemara Baiter. Karabana, Yimutwa, Nemru, Ms. Panayim. Sarfan Chasin, if you burn them, that's being extra careful. The Mepharshim speak out because burning them is proof because it will never get uncovered. Right, because if you bury them, it might get uncovered. So according to that reason, today you flush them down the toilet, you're fine, because it's never going to get uncovered again. The Aruch says that the reason it's an extra is because the Gemara says in Shabbos that any human part that's burnt is damaging to the human. If a person burns a part of their body, even a nail, it can be hurtful to them. So the chassid says, I don't want my nails to be anybody get hurt from them. I will burn them even though it's at my expense. That's what Tysus brings from the Aruch. Just mentioning them. Kaivran Tzadik and Zarkan Russia. A guy who doesn't care and leaves them around. That's a Russia because he hurts other people. Rashi chassid Adav Mitzadik. Shekaivram Ikalamech is the Haji Megali. It might get uncovered. Dr. Gemara Baiter.
That would be swept and they lose their...
I just said that, right. I meant to there.
So when they...
It's a good question. The Chidai asked the question. He also answered by Kavran. If it gets uncovered, didn't it move? Again, I can't answer the question. The Chidai has a whole long stick with Tyre on it. Dr. Gemara Baiter. Hamak is done by Meshamesh Mitasai. Somebody who has intimacy immediately after letting blood, have a labanum viskin, he will have weak children. Rashi, viskin, chaloshim, weak. Ikizu shneim v'shimshu, they both let blood and had intimacy, have a labanum bale rasan. Bale Rasan Zakrashi Halosim Yaisim Yidai, very weak. She Yeshlem Sheretz Bemaicham. The Gemara in Subas says, Kade Amr Ben Subas, they have a bug that develops in their brain, which is extremely dangerous. Dr. Gemara Vaitrek. I'm a rabbi, I'm a Tamidi. It's only they didn't eat between letting blood and the intimacy. I'm a Tamidi, less lumbar. If they ate something, there is no problem, because I guess they got enough strength back that it doesn't become a problem. Dr. Gemara Vait. I'm a Rav Chizka. It is us to have kashmish by day. My mashma, what is wrong? What is the concern in loving your friend like yourself? How is that a problem by having relationship by day? Because he might see something that turns him off, and that will hurt her. That is, she'll feel hurt by the fact that all of a sudden he gets turned off by her. Dr. Ashi, they keep themselves at a higher level. On a regular basis, Jews don't have tashmish by day. If it's dark, room darkeners, so there's no light in, it's like nighttime in the room, mutter. And the Talmud Chacham, who we can trust, won't take shortcuts. If he needs to, this is not supposed to be done l'chatchila, if he needs to, can cover himself with a cloth, make it dark under himself, and therefore he can have tashmish by day.
Why did you say if we trust
him? What? Because why is the Talmud Chacham? Why not everybody else? I'm telling you what the Mepharshim said. The time of the Parsham is saying that if the guy's not a Talmud Chacham, we can't trust him not to take a shortcut and say, that's okay, this is good enough, or, you know, come up with a Teirim. Talmud Chacham knows the law and he'll stick to it.
In other words, if we don't trust him, he's not a Talmud Chacham?
Again, I didn't say that. So you turned around what I said. I said, a Talmud Chacham we can trust, we'll do it only when necessary and do it the right way. That's all. That's what I said.
Okay.
Yes?
Rav
Chisda
saying, the same thing as
Rav Chisda said? Rav Chisda, right. So, again, here I go. I'm going to give my disclaimer again. I'm going to say a whole bunch of things now. None of them are for halakha. I want to make it clear. Please don't ask me, is this halakha? It's not as halakha. I will read the halakha first. I wanted to read a few more lines, but it's okay. I'll get there. You know what? I'll go weiter, a little bit weiter, and then I'll get back to this. Tanan. Hamishamish mitasrei l'oran, I'm sorry. Affect the Gemara. Tanan. Oitishamish l'oran air. We had a brisa that said that she can be mishamish l'oran air by a woman that has to check her bedikas all the way back. We said she can have tashmish l'oran air. And now you're telling me it's usher. So the Gemara ain't mativdok l'oran air. Doesn't mean she should have tashmish l'oran air. It means she should turn on a candle after tashmish to check her benika cloth. Tashema. But the Brisa said, Ava bisham ram shamish l'oran air hashem meguna. Even though we said it's meguna, right? So it's mashma that she is having tashmish l'oran air. But the Brisa is pointing out it's something that's unseemly. But the Gemara ain't habaydik mitash l'oran air hashem meguna. Check turning on the candle afterwards is meguna because it doesn't get checked well. In the middle of the night, to check it by candlelight, when the person's interested in having another tashmish, is not going to be checked well. That's what the Brisa meant. Tashmish l'oran air is usher. Meshamai says she has to check it. Even though we don't like women checking by candlelight in between tashmishes, still, that's better, because she has to check. That's what the Brisa meant. It did not mean tashmish l'oran air. I'm sorry?
What does meguna mean here?
Dr. Rashi, I just said the answer, but Rashi will say it better than me. Dr. Rashi, Tamachachim, the other was doing Avshe, knows how to keep himself quiet, private. Avisham Ram Shamish Mitasai. Kadisim Abraisa Glauber Shemaitim, Maskon, right to Shamish Lauren Air. I'm a Meguna, the Avish Turaleka. Mashmit unseemly, but it's not us, sir. But it's only right to Shamish. Vashtaleka, the name of Tivtak, the came Ahabi Shabra. What do you mean, Ahabi? You don't check it well at that point. Meaning it's not a good padika when you do it in between with the candlelight. Again, this pressure of candlelight, the fact that you want another tashmish, and the second pressure is that it's not good light, it's only a candle. But Reish Shammai says, that's what you have to do. So the Maguna is the checking the air and air. Okay, now, before I get involved in the next thing, as I mentioned before, I was going to ignore what I was going to say right now, because people are going to walk away with the wrong halakha. So I will read the halakha, and then after reading the halakha, I will speak out all the things I plan to mention. But again, halakha, we learn Shulchan Aruch. We don't decide it by a Gemara Shir. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Siman Reish Mem, Siv Yud Aleph. Asir l'shamish l'ar haner, ava b'shamavu b'talisai. So this is something I did not speak out yet. That it's unlike a day when you can darken the room with room darkeners and it's mutter. A candle light in the room, even if you darken it, it's usher. Meaning, even if you cover yourself, the mafu b'talisai and all the zaterim of, right, is only true if it's daylight. By candlelight, there's an extra reason not to have intimacy by candlelight, even if he can't see her. It's an extra iser. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskens. Right? And then the Shulchan Aruch says, same thing is true if moonlight shines directly on them. That's considered ar haner, that the moonlight shines directly on them, unless they can block the moonlight from entering the room, even if he covers himself, it doesn't help. Right, that's what he says. Only if it's directly on them. Okay. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskens. Okay, then there's halacha mechitza. I don't want to get involved in that. That's an extra halacha. And then it says, v'chein asur l'shtamish b'yayim, elam kein b'feis lafel. He's not allowed to have tashmish during day unless he's in a dark room. And tamachachem mafu b'talisa v'shari, and the tamachachem will... We can trust him to take care of you. Only do it when he has to. He won't do it on a regular basis because we don't really like this. But if he needs to, we allow him to do it because he's a ma'afu b'talisai. That's the halacha. So whatever I'm going to say now is not the halacha. The Aruch Lanier says there are many chalukim between the reasons, three reasons were given of not having tashmish by day. I'm not talking about light. Aruch Lanier seems to have a different halacha. One was, because pregnancy is supposed to happen by night. What if a woman can't become pregnant? She's 90 years old. What if she is pregnant already? What if she's on birth control? We're not getting involved in that, so good, but let's assume, right? So going to Yechonah would be mutter. They're going to Yechonah, the reason we, again, this is not halacha, I want to make it clear. But going to Yechonah would be mutter, because he said the problem is, pregnancy has to occur by night. V'lai l'omar ha'iregever. This is the Aruch Lanier says this, not me. According to Reish Lakish and Reb Chisda, that it's because it's unseemly that he should see her, either because of the broad pasuk of Baisit Tvar of Drachov, or because of Ahakul Rach and Kamaicha, it makes no difference whether she's becoming pregnant or not. That's one thing. The second thing, daylight was a dark room. According to Reb Yechon and its author, because Belaila Amar Hayregever, it's a night day thing, not a light thing. Whereas according to Shlakish and Reb Chisda, it's a light, not a night. So therefore, according to them, Bayis Lafalus Mutter, which is the way we paskin. According to Reb Yechonin, Belaila Amar Hayregever, it's a night issue, not a day issue. The third Nafkamina is Kishibi Michael. V'Avkal Rachel Kamaicha, a person can say, I don't care. You can't be Michael Laila Mahiragever, and you can't be Michael Baisit Tavarak Yumas. Baisit Tavarak Yumas says it's wrong for you to do it. After Akhil Kamaicha means it's wrong to her. What if she says, I don't care? I'll take the chance that you'll get upset at me and I'll take the chance. You can be Michael after Akhil Kamaicha. So, according to Chisda, she can be Michael with. Again, I'm pointing out the difference in her. Halakhil Maisa, none of those are brought. It's a blanket issue by day and by light. Now, Ar HaNer is more chomer. Now, there is a heter Ar HaNer, an interesting heter. And that is, if there is a partition that's 10 tefachim high, then the light is considered not usher as aranair, because it's in a different room. Any partition that's 10 tefachim high is considered a different room. And therefore now, it's just light, not aranair. And the theorem of Mahu B'Kalisai, or things like that, would apply. Just mentioned that Nafkamina, if the light's outside the room and the door is open, that's not called aranair, because the light is in a different room, it's separated. And therefore, that becomes mutter, the shukhararuch. The Rambam brings it down. If it's a partition, it's mutter if it's mavu b'talisai. Meaning, that becomes like day. That becomes like day. So if it's a partition, and you're not allowed to put that partition up on Shabbos, that's called a machitza materis, because it's allowing you to do something you weren't allowed to do. So you can't move a partition to make it mutter to have intimacy. Again, it's a separate halakha from Shabbos. Yes, doctor.
LED lights
makes no difference. I mean, it doesn't make a difference. That called aranair.
Right.
As far as Mavu B'Talisa, it would be the same. As far as whether that's called nair, I don't know. I have no idea. I can't answer it. I never saw anybody talk about it. I don't know.
Differentiation, definition of an incandescent light
is
fire. It actually is heat generating.
Again, I know the question. I can explain the question myself. I understood the question. I got it. But the bottom line is, I don't know. And I'm not going to say anything. But again, that only takes away the mafu batalisa. It doesn't work by aranair. It's not called aranair anymore, but it's no different than daylight. You still need mafu batalisa. That's what Mr. Baruch speaks out.
It's only if the male sees a female and not vice versa.
Correct.
But we talk about she forgives him for thinking of deny about her.
Yeah. Again, that's what the Aruch Hanair, I'm only speaking
out. I'm asking
yeah, that's what Aruch Hanair says. Meaning, we view that Tashmish is the man to the woman, and therefore he has to be careful about her feelings more than she has to be careful about his feelings.
Yeah,
correct?
I'm asking is, I think it's
just
answer, I'm not sure. The
Gnai is
that
he might
feel
something.
Feel
exactly.
Badly about her.
Exactly.
And she can forgive him, and now all of a sudden he's no longer feeling badly about her?
No, he is. V'avta Rachel Gamaycha obligates me to treat you like I would treat myself. What if you tell me, please don't. I'm by quite a woman. Am I obligated?
But he'll still feel badly.
So you will. What's wrong with that?
I thought that's what I said. I thought that was the problem.
So again, Rish Lakish said that's a problem because it's not right to have a relationship when you're turned off for good. That's Rish Lakish. Rav Kizda didn't say that. He said what's right, what's wrong is you're hurting her.
Right.
You're hurting her. Now, if she doesn't mind being hurt, it's no business. There's a difference between the two. Again, not la'alaka l'maisa. Okay, let us move on. Tashema. V'shabez mumbes ha'melech. Now, mumbes ha'melech, it's a big machlokes. Rashi seems to say he was from the Chashmonoi family. However, the Mashah says, and others say, that historically, I mean, I hate to say that they say they disagree with Rashi. Mumbes was the son of Hilni Amalka. And Hilni Amalka, according to men, that's clear, that's what Gemara says. But Hilni Amalka was a Geyrus that was a queen over a country, Asia Minor somewhere. And she was Megayer, and her son Mumbes, who became king after her, was also Megayer. And he is known as Mumbes HaMelech, and we quote him in the Gemara many times. He became Jewish. So Mumbes HaMelech's household, Hayaisim Gimel Tvarim, they used to do three things, Umaskir and Aysim Lishvach. And we thought it was a praiseworthy thing to do. This is a braisa. And the braisa lists the three things. They live, had their relationships during daylight. And the Gemara is going to say why that's good. And they also, they use cotton as their bedikah cloth. Therefore, any drop of blood would get there. Some materials don't absorb well. Cotton absorbs very well. And Nagim Tumah Vatara Bishlagim, they treated snow like a liquid vis-a-vis Tumah Tara. We'll talk about that later. This is the three things that Chazal praised them for. Okay, Tani Miyah Misham Shemitaseim B'yayim. It says they had Tashmis by day. We just said not. And for the Gemara, Eim B'bayt Kimit Taseim B'yayim. No, they checked the Medika cloths by day. Of course they didn't have the relationship by day, but after the relationship, when she had to check her Medika cloth, she didn't check it for candlelight. She did it by daylight, which is a much better light as far as checking the Medika cloth. I can't hear what you said. Well, Mumbaz HaMelech lived in the time of Tara. They lived in the time of Beit HaMikdash. So that's not a problem.
I mean, every lady that kills the Tara is
No, she doesn't have to do it by day. She can check it by an air. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but Mumbaz HaMelech lived in the time of Beit HaMikdash. So he kept Tara. Yeah, 100%.
He's from royalty to Eretz Yisrael.
He was a king, and he moved to Eretz Yisrael.
Did he have any royal status in
Eretz Yisrael? I have no idea. I honestly didn't live there. I can't tell you. It makes no difference. He was the Mumbaz HaMelech. I'm sure he came with a lot of money, with a lot of servants. Whether we did anything for him, I don't know. Yes, doctor.
You're saying that praising them for having relations by day and examining their beds with lawn and cotton. Synonymous.
No.
Okay. Good.
One is checking to. One is the way they checked it after the Medika, and one is the material they used for Medika. Two parts of their being praised for. They used the material that was very absorbent.
As far as praising them for checking it, for making a Medika afterwards.
No, they weren't praised for making the Medika. They were praised for checking it by daylight, not by candlelight. Not the Gemara. Okay, now you're Mistabra. And our answer makes sense. The Yitzhak Gedaitach Misham Shemaskir Naisel Lishvach. Meaning, why would we praise them for having Tashmish by day? Even if you hold a smutter, why is it praiseworthy? Obviously, we're not praising them for that, but we were praising them for something else. Not the Gemara, no, it's no Raya. Hey, look, maybe we are praising them for that. The Agav, the Ikai Nishina, Migne Bape. Adarabba, sometimes a person's tired at night and things turn him off. He's very tired. And he's trying to have a relationship with his wife, and then all of a sudden he's just like too tired and he said something negative and it's all over. This way, by day, people aren't tired. Chances of that happening are less. So you could think that it's a shvach to have a relationship by day when people aren't so tired. So it's not a raya by the fact that we're breaking that. It happens to me, we hold this usher. So therefore, that's not what the Gemara means. But we wanted to prove it. Why did we praise him? I can think of a different reason to praise him. That's what Gemara says. But give me the same b'mila parava. They checked their tashmish was. They checked themselves with cotton. The silent l'shmul dam l'shmul. Ein b'itkin esamita. They shouldn't check themselves. Ela b'pkulin with cotton. B'tzemer naki with clean wool, v'rach and soft wool. Because I guess those things are absorbent. Hainu, when I was there, I don't know what there means. I think Rashi says Eretz Yisrael. But I wish who wants cotton for the bread? They refer to their relationships as eating bread. That's how the Torah refers to it. That's Akhla. And therefore, when they sold it Friday, so people should be able to make a Medika Friday night, they said, we're selling cotton for bread, which is a way of saying, men who want to have their relationship with their wife, and their wife's going to have to do a Medika, should buy this cotton. Lays out of my company, I didn't understand it. Now I understand it. Dr. Ashi? We did that already. We did that already. Mila Pava cotton. Mishum Shu Love and it's white. Nearest by Tipa Kachardo. Nishnachwina. Some say it means clean, soft wool. Meaning, even if it's mutter, it's still questionable. Why would we praise them? The Gemara says, Aina Shina, Mitaych Shu Nanas Bishina, since he's very tired, Aina Mesavala Kavta, doesn't desire his wife so much. Meshamish Lakim Mitzvah Zaina Ba'alma. So why does he have intimacy if he's so overtired? The answer is, he's mechuyev to. There's certain obligations a husband has to his wife. Ayla Ratzai say he wants her to do something, but believe it or not, he's upset at her now. He'd rather be sleeping. For whom they take Shemitah, and to have relationship when a person's upset at his wife is not good. Kids born from that, the Gemara in the Darm, second meeting in the Darm, is not a healthy thing. Kulin cotton. When I was in Eretz Yisrael, Ba'arvei Shabbosos, Zman Einus Pushim, the time of the Ein of the people that separate the Tamina Chachamim, Be'arvei Shabbos, Be'arvei Shabbos. Talk to Gemara Vayter. Talk to Gemara Amar Rava, Hani Shachki the Kisna, worn out linen clothing, cleaned well, Mali Lebdika. They're also soft, and they make linen, soft linen is also good to Lebdika. Okay, in fact, the Gemara ain't. It's not that way. For Tanya the Menashe, we don't do bedika. Not with a red cloth. Not with a black cloth, because obviously you're not going to be able to tell blood. Not with linen. Cotton or soft wool. The Gemara loy kasha. It seems that linen itself is hard, but when you make clothing out of it, it softens. He by Sema, Hava Habamani the Kisna, both are talking about clothing of linen, Habakati of the Shachi. New or hard, worn out get softer. Rashi? Not Rashi, Shachi the Kisni, Bluim, Gladim Bluim, Shopishtan, worn out clothing of linen, like the Pishtan, Shaina Lovan, not so white. Vein Dam Nikriyava, Obeid Lovan, you need a real white thing. Shachim, Levainim, Yaitzim, and Akhadashim. The old ones are whiter than the new ones. Okay? We will stop over there.